20 years now. Where'd they go? 20 years, I don't know. I sit and I wonder sometimes where they've gone.
You know the song by Bob Seger, Like a Rock. A lot of you know it from the Chevy truck TV commercials from 1991 to 2004. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band released that hit back in 1986, the same year your morning sports guy was hired by this radio station. Hi, everybody. Steve Lamb and my podcast here on WBAP. We call it Lambo on Sports. And for the last 32 years, I've covered a lot here in Texas and all across the country, keeping up with the Cowboys, the Rangers, Maverick Stars, TCU. I was 30 years old, hired from a radio station in Oklahoma City after submitting a tape to become part of the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Great Southwest, as the station promoted itself back then. WBAP was your radio home for the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Mavericks, and also home at the time for a show we called Sports at 6, a nightly sports show from 6 until 8, where we covered it all. Now, coming from a state where we didn't have a pro team, my focus was on college sports, the Oklahoma Sooners, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. But I learned pretty quick, while the college game was big here in the Lone Star State, it was the Dallas Cowboys first, the Dallas Cowboys second, and everything else after that. And back then, it just didn't seem like there was a lot of everything else. The Rangers weren't bad that first year I was here. They finished second in the AL West, 5 games behind, as they were called then, the California Angels. We spent a lot of time talking about the Rangers because we were the flagship station. Mark Holtz and Eric Dadell called the games, and some of my best memories were going to the old Arlington Stadium and watching Mark and Eric describe what was going on. Now, most of the games then weren't on TV, so we had a big audience tuning in to see what was happening. The manager was Bobby Valentine, the GM Tom Grieve. The future was guys like Ruben Sierra, Pete Incaviglia, Bobby Witt. I was hired by the station to do a couple of things. Do the afternoon show and host Sports at 6 4 nights a week, with one night going to Dallas Morning News sports columnist at the time, Randy Galloway. It wasn't long before I could see, our management team could see, the immense talent that Randy had. And then he started hosting 4 nights a week. And I would end up sitting on the one night he wanted off, the one night he was probably going to a racetrack. And by a racetrack, I mean a horse track. Lone Star Park didn't exist then. Track didn't open until 1997. But when it did, Randy was a regular betting on the ponies. He was also a regular in Sports at 6, as he used to say, not sugarcoating anything. Bobby Valentine would become one of his favorite topics. Before Randy was a columnist, he was a beat writer for the morning news covering the Rangers, so he knew a thing or two about baseball. I, on the other hand, despite growing up in St. Louis, being a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan, was having to learn on the fly. Learning at a station that not only carried a Major League Baseball team, but we were also the radio home to the Dallas Mavericks. And I just happened to show up in a season where they made it to the Western Conference semifinals, where they ended up losing to Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 6 games. But what a team, with Dick Motta as their head coach, along with Bro Blackman, Derek Harper, Mark Aguirre, the Big Three. But you also had Brad Davis, Big Man, James Donaldson, Sam Perkins. That was a lot of fun for a young guy like me being at the NBA playoffs. I also got to cover, just a few months after I got here, the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, where I followed Duke and Louisville in the championship game. Two giants in the sports with their coaches Mike Krzyzewski and Denny Crum. Kansas and LSU were also there. Larry Brown and Dale Brown. What an exciting time that was. Now, my first season in following the Cowboys was a bust. In 1986, Dallas went 7-9 with Tom Landry and finished third in the NFC East. Didn't even qualify for the playoffs. Little did I know then that Landry would only last 2 more seasons before Jerry Jones bought the team and fired the legend and hired Jimmy Johnson. That's when the circus started. A circus that I'm still following today. A circus that took me to Super Bowls 27, 28, and 30. It's really hard to believe the Cowboys haven't been back to the Super Bowl since. Now, my journey covering sports here on WBAP is also taking me to seeing the Dallas Stars win the Stanley Cup back in 1999. WBAP also was your radio home for the Stars in that magical season when they were able to climb to the top of the NHL mountain. And I had a blast following that team as they finished off the Edmonton Oilers, the St. Louis Blues, Colorado Avalanche, and then Lindy Ruff and the Buffalo Sabres. That was the year I became a hockey fan. I still am today. So here I was living in a city with an NFL team, a Major League Baseball team, an NBA and NHL team, but something was missing. It wasn't until 1996 that NASCAR came to North Texas with the building of Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth. I didn't really know anything about the sport before that. Still don't know as much as I need to today. Trust me, the NASCAR Nation will let you hear about it if you don't have the facts straight when it comes to their drivers and their cars. But I have enjoyed all these years going out to the mile and a half oval to take it all in. And that's just a snippet of what's gone on for me over the last 32 years. To stay as long as I have takes a little bit of luck and being able to adjust. WBAP was a country radio station when I got here in 1986 with two superstars in the Hal and Dick Show. Hal J. and Dick Siegel. Those guys put WBAP on the map. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't know how fortunate I am to be working here. But as our big boss Dan Bennett said earlier today, one of the great things about the morning show is that we all seem to have a great time and truly like each other. With the exception of that alarm going off at 3:30 in the morning, I'm still having a blast, trying to keep up so you stay informed on what's going on. Although the times are so different now with the internet and everybody getting their information from a variety of sources. I just got finished watching a video by NBC reporter Michelle Tafoya, who will be on the sidelines on Sunday for the Super Bowl for NBC. She talks about the secrets to success, and she says there are no secrets to success. It's pretty simple. If you want to excel in whatever you do, get to work. And that's what I've been doing for the last 32 years, and my plan is to go for 33. Somebody asked me once about what's important in life, and after thinking about it for a minute, the answer was pretty simple. My faith, my family, and football. University of Oklahoma football, of course. A 1980 grad who never dreamed I'd work as long as I have at one of the great radio stations in America. But I've done it, and for that I'm thankful. 20 years now. Where'd they go? 20 years. I don't know. Or in my case, 32 years. That's today's podcast, Lambeau and Sports. So we climb into the time machine, taking you back to 1986. Remember, you can always catch me live on the radio mornings between 5 and 9 a.m. So until the next time, I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.